America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, on a holiday weekend. Lots of songs written about golf through the years, more so than any other sport. And we picked out a few for you today, some good, some bad, that we've run across in our years of doing Tee to Green. We go back to 2011. We had Bobby Rusher on Tee to Green one day, and he had some friends that were musically inclined. They had a CD called Music to Shank By. The group was called the Mighty Mulligans, and they had a lot of silly songs on there, but one of them was silly and kind of interesting, and it was called The Coolest Name in Golf. Here it is.
Jose Maria Olazabal has the coolest name in golf. Mr. Dickie Pride, Fuzzy Zeller, and Duffy Waldorf. Jose Maria Olazabal has the coolest name by far. And Jose Maria Olazabal is almost always under par.
And I'll have that song in my head for the rest of the week.
Yeah, have it in our heads for the rest of the week. But fortunately, we've got some other songs that might erase that last 40 seconds in your brain. Fast forward a couple of years later, 2013, Steve Pierce was here, and he brought a couple of his golf songs with us. Steve is a singer, songwriter, and a golfer out of Denver. He's pretty good at all three. And one of his songs was called Three Beers and a Bloody Mary. And as you might expect, there was a story behind the title of the song.
Okay, actually, I wrote that one in Denver. And I was playing on about 12th or 13th hole, and I was talking to my buddies and said, God, this is just a terrible day today. And the guy says, yeah, but we're having fun. You've had three beers and a Bloody Mary. And I said, well, I think we ought to write a song about that. And that's how that song came to be. And it was a true story.
Steve
three
Pierce.
Three beers and a Bloody Mary. I know they really weren't necessary. But that's how I started my day at the golf course yesterday. Looking for par but shooting double bogeys. I couldn't putt cause I was smoking my stogie. I don't know why I play this game. Sometimes I think it's gonna drive me insane. Cause sometimes I'm on, sometimes I'm not. But I love my new driver. I just bought. I can hit it real good, hit it real far, right out into the traffic and those oncoming cars. Three beers and a Bloody Mary. I know they really weren't necessary. That's how I started my day at the golf course yesterday. Where, oh, where is that girl in the beer cart? I think my game could use a new start. Couple beers and I'll be on my way. I just hope I keep it in the fairway. We're on the last hole, it's a double press. Can I come from behind? Hell yes! We'll go to the clubhouse and tally up the score. We'll set another tee time, we'll play once more. Three beers and a Bloody Mary. I know they really weren't necessary. That's how I started my day at the golf course yesterday. Everybody together. Three beers and a Bloody Mary.
Everybody sing along.
I know they really weren't necessary. That's how I started my day at the golf course yesterday.
It's called Three Beers and a Bloody Mary. That's Steve Pierce. I think we, at the time, we described it as a kind of combination of Jimmy Buffett meets Bubba Watson.
Okay.
Steve called us that day from Hawaii. When you play golf in Hawaii, you've got to worry about water, you got to worry about sand, and you got to worry about hitting the ball in the lava. And that was an inspiration for Steve Pierce's next song called Look For Me in the Lava.
It came to me pretty quick, really. I just started throwing a little mallet together, and I, of course I had the lava in my head, and I really wrote it pretty quick, probably in a couple hours. Then I got into the studio with my buddies, and we laid down the tracks, and it came out great. I love the song. Great.
Look for me in the lava, where the green grass never grows. Look for me in the lava, where my golf ball always goes. Look for me in the lava, at Mauna Kea, Waikoloa, or Kona. But look for me in the lava, cause that's where I go. Well, I come from the mainland, where I play golf most every day. I never figured the game out, I love to play it anyway. But now I'm here on the island, still playing golf most every day. My score's the same, but the hazards have changed. Look for me in the lava, where the green grass never grows. Look for me in the lava, where my golf ball always goes. Look for me in the lava, at Mauna Kea, Waikoloa, or Kona. But look for me in the lava, cause that's where I go. I was playing at Kona, I don't remember exactly which hole. I hit the first one in the fairway, but the second shot went off the toe. I never even saw it, I asked my friend if he might know. Which way did my golf ball go? Look for me in the lava, where the green grass never grows. Look for me in the lava, where my golf ball always goes. Look for me in the lava, at Mauna Kea, Waikoloa, or Kona. Look for me in the lava, cause that's where I go.
Our friend Steve Pierce, Look For Me in the Lava. Steve was a friend of Sandy Ray, our website lady, who's a friend of Jerry's, and that's how we ran across Steve Pierce, and we're happy we did because he delivered a couple of great golf tunes there that made our list of golf's greatest hits. Also on the list, it was written back in the late 1950s, recorded around 1960, by Bing Crosby, a great friend of the game of golf. In fact, CBS used this song as the theme for the opening of the coverage of the Bing Crosby Invitational at Pebble Beach every year for a few years before dropping it. It's kind of disappeared off the radar screen over the last few years, but we dug it out straight down the middle. Here it is. Great Bing Crosby.
Straight down the middle. It went straight down the middle. Then it started to hook just a wee bit. And that's when my caddy lost sight of it. That little white pellet has never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say. Whack down the fairway. It went smack down the fairway. Then it started to slice just a smidge off line. It headed for two, but it bounced off nine. My caddy says, long as you're still in the state, you're okay. Yes, it went straight down the middle, fine away. The sun was never brighter, the green. To play. I heard
buckaroo. And I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel I say that it went straight down the middle today. The life of a golfer is not all gloom, though they charge you for listening in the locker room. But I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel I say that it went straight down the middle. Where it wound up is a riddle, but it went straight down the middle.
It doesn't get too much better than that.
You know, I've sung that a couple of times, as you recall, when we've been golfing. Not very often.
But and not as good as that.
And every now and then, yes.
Bing Crosby and Straight Down the Middle. And finally, that brings us to the song that we kind of kick the show off with every week here on Tee to Green. This guy started out in the 1960s as a backup band member, a drummer for Johnny Rivers. He worked with Bob Dylan and later Kenny Rogers in the First Edition. And when that group disbanded, he turned to TV and the movies. He ended up in Tin Cup with Kevin Costner, and he sang this song, Double Bogey Blues. Here's Mickey Jones in the extended version today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues. I pull out my driver, I check my stance and grip. I'm trying to remember every single Nicklaus tip. Straighten that left elbow, slightly bend your knee. Keep your head behind the ball and look out for those trees. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues. Two of them are lost. Got 200 yards of water that I got to get across. Did I hear somebody talking about a $40 bet? I got 30 in my pocket, but I won't let them see me sweat. Oh, Lord, the next bud's for you. Help me with this three-wood. Save me from a double bogey blue. And 7, my knees began to shake. I'm praying I can one putt and try to save an 8. It's a $40 Nassau. If I sink this, I'm a lock. I'll be sitting in the clubhouse sipping bourbon on the rock. Oh, Lord, I can't afford to lose. You know I'll be in church next Sunday. Save me from the double bogey blues.
Save me. Mickey Jones, Double Bogey Blues, golf's greatest hits today on Tee to Green. Be right back.